Now, on to the third of the shackles of the sacrament of Christ's body and blood. That's the doctrine that the Mass is a sacrifice. Luther thinks that this is an abomination. This he's really mad about. This is awful, right? Why? Well, remember, what he really has in mind here is not the Eucharistic celebration where there's a whole congregation and people receive the communion. Interestingly, for most Catholics in the Middle Ages, that happened maybe once a year. Well, actually, there's several levels. There's once a year, most medieval Catholics would receive the Eucharist, receive the host on Easter, once a year, because it was such an awesome thing that this was Christ's body, and who would dare receive it unless they were more or less required to. And in fact, they were required to receive it at least once a year on Easter. Then on other Sundays, they would come and hear Mass. That was the typical phrase. You would hear Mass, but you wouldn't touch the stuff, right? That's Christ's body. You can adore it, you worship it, you pray before it, but you don't go ahead and just gobble it up all the time. And then there's a third level of Masses, and this is what Luther's really concerned about. And that's when you walk through the church, remember, you go through the church in Wittenberg, say, in 1519, and all these priests are at the side altars saying Mass. And there's nobody there. There's nobody hearing the Mass, probably. Occasionally, there's a bystander. What they're doing is they're treating the Mass as a special kind of good work. Right? And you know what Luther thinks about good works, right? You should do good works, but don't think that they somehow please God, or rather, don't think that they somehow justify you or have any spiritual power. Only God's word, received in faith, has that spiritual power. So here are these priests doing this good work. And the good work they're doing is a sacrifice. Luther is dead set against the sacrifice of the Mass, which is a Catholic doctrine which says, when the priest lifts up that host and says, this is my body given for you, and all of you will have known this gesture of elevation of the host. Lutherans still do it, but they don't believe that it has the same significance. The priest is elevating the host, offering it to God, and says, you know, this is my body given for you. At that moment, the bread becomes the body. That's a sacrifice. The priest is offering Christ's body to God. Right? The priest is offering Christ as a sacrifice to God. And the Lutheran and Protestant doctrine is no. Christ sacrificed his body once. It happened on Calvary way back when. There is no such thing as a contemporary sacrifice of Christ, as if he gets sacrificed over and over and over again. An unbloody sacrifice is the Catholic doctrine. Right? He was the bloody sacrifice on the cross, and then there's this unbloody sacrifice every time the Mass is said. Well, if you believe that, I mean, then saying the Mass is a really powerful thing. And that's why the Mass might have the power to get souls out of purgatory and so on. That's why people are paying for this, right? So this notion of the sacrifice of the Mass not only gives a very powerful spiritual power to the clergy, it also has economic ramifications. It's how a lot of clergymen make their living. It's how a lot of money gets into the coffers of the church. And Luther says, no. Let me say two things about the way he criticizes it. One is, according to the Catholic doctrine, this sacrifice of the Mass works ex opera operato, the Latin phrase meaning something like, it works simply by working it. You just do the right thing, say the right words. You have to be a priest who's ordained, has holy orders. And if you do the right thing, say the right words, then by magic, as it were, it's a sacrifice, right? You don't have to be a good man. You don't have to have faith, really. You just have to be ordained and say the right words, and boom, there it is. It's a sacrifice. It's valid, right? And this is very important because you've got all these people paying for Masses. They don't want the spiritual power of the Mass to be dependent on the spiritual state of the soul of the priest, right? They just want it to work automatically. Right? And Protestants look at this and say, well, you're right. You want it to work like magic. Say the magic words, it happens. That's what ex opera operato means when Luther is attacking it, right? Well, it's not like saying magic words and it happens, right? That's making Christ's gift into a work. And here's the fundamental criticism. Luther's thinking the sacrament, all sacraments really, are Christ's way of giving himself to us. This is my body given for you. What's really happening in the sacrament is Jesus Christ gives himself to us. And then the Roman Church says, no. What's really happening is we're giving Christ to God. We're the ones who are giving. We're the ones who are giving God something. And Luther's criticism is, no, you've turned God's gift into man's work, as if you're doing things to give something to God when God wants to give something to you. Can't you be humble enough to let God give you something, indeed his own son, instead of trying to give God back to God as if you were the one offering Christ? You were the one giving the gift? Well, you got to learn not just to receive, not just to give to God, but to receive. That's the criticism.